For nearly two decades, Maryland has had a law on the books that allows community associations to sue the owners of blighted properties to force repairs. But it wasn't until this year that six community associations successfully sued a man from Houston who owns dozens of dangerous vacant properties in Baltimore City. In this installment of our series, Deconstructing Vacants, Baltimore's Hope for a Better City, WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the associations were kept on the sidelines because of a problem with the law.
The community associations have been complaining to the city for years about broken windows, boarded up doors, and rotting or caved in roofs in 49 vacant buildings owned by Scott Wizig through several Maryland LLCs. But Wizig ignored the city's repair orders. Christine Dunkerton, executive director of the Community Law Center, argued the case for the associations.
The residents are very frustrated with property owners who don't show any care for their properties.
Under the Community Bill of Rights, community associations can sue property owners who do not respond to city repair orders, provided they give 60 days notice. Jamie Lee, director of the Community Development Law Clinic at the University of Baltimore Law School, says the law not only helps community groups, it saves money.
They're not requiring additional resources to rehash whether the law has been broken or not. That's already been determined by the city government or by the code enforcer.
The communities that sued Wizig stretched from Coldstream Homestead Montebello in the northeast to Rosemont in the southwest. Until recently, those associations or any community association could not take property owners to court over vacant houses. State Senator Bill Ferguson represents a Baltimore City district that includes many South Baltimore neighborhoods with blighted properties. He noticed the flaw when he was in law school and taking slumlords to court for the University of Maryland Law School's Community Justice Clinic.
What we realized was that community associations, although they were in the law, it was almost impossible to qualify as an eligible community association to bring a case against a vacant landlord.
He says the city could sue the bad property owners, but that would be a heavy burden.
All of the burden was held on the city. Well, with 16,000 vacant homes, the city just has a limited, finite amount of resources. But if you open that up to community associations, all of a sudden you have a lot more eyes on the job.
So Ferguson sponsored legislation in 2012 loosening the definition of a community association. That led to the community association suit and to Baltimore Circuit Judge Pamela White's order in July that gave Wizig 3 months to make the repairs. It's not clear what will happen if Wizig ignores the judge's order, because this is the first time the law has been tried in court. In addition, the associations are asking for $8 million in damages. That claim will be decided in January. This is not the first time Wizig has been in trouble over housing code violations. City Paper reported a decade ago that Wizig narrowly avoided jail time in Buffalo by pleading to about 200 violations on properties he owned there and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for repairs. Neither Wizig nor his lawyer, Dana Peterson Moore, returned calls to offices in Houston and Baltimore. Ferguson says the Community Bill of Rights is starting to make a difference.
It's really neat to see some of the work that we put in years one and two. The bills are enacted, and now we're actually seeing the fruit of that labor.
He adds the law is a new tool that could be used to revitalize Baltimore. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.
Our series, Deconstructing Vacants, Baltimore's Hope for a Better City, was made possible through a grant from the Goldsecker Foundation.